知行英语。Listen and share.
Morrow Road, 某林路。Although it was almost midnight, the snow seemed to illuminate the ground fairly well.So we began our walk down a path and through the woods. I knew we were in the right area and getting closer to where the house used to stand because I could feel a tingling sensation throughout my body, which is typical for me when I communicate with spiritual entities. We walked for a few moments until my mother decided that she was too cold to go on, so we turned aroundand headed back toward the road. About 10 feet from where the bridge used to be, I lunged forward, startled. My mother jumped around to look at me and had a nervous look on her face. "What?" she said anxiously. I was hesitant to tell her while I bolted towards her, but knew that she was not going to believe me if I tried to brush my sudden movements off.
Someone just tugged on the back of my hair.
That was it. She was off and running. She hurdled herself as quickly as she could over the mound of snow that was piled up from the plow and jumped onto the pavement.
"Wait a minute," I said,
as I stepped next to her and turned back around to look at the land.
"Just give me 1 minute.
I could feel a presence very strongly at that point, but by the expression on my mom's face, I knew she wouldn't want to stand near area. Despite being almost 午夜时分了，但地面被雪映得很亮。我们沿着林间的一条小道开始了我们的散步。我知道我们所在的地方就是我们所寻找的地方，并且离那所房子曾经所在的地方越来越近。之所以这么说，是因为我能感觉自己体内浑身上下都充斥着一种兴奋感。这种感觉是我在与神灵们交流时所特有的。我们又前行了一会儿，妈妈说她太冷了，不想再走了，于是我们便沿着小道折回，向那条公路上去。当走到距离桥的旧址河道还有10英尺的地方时，我的马猛地向前冲了一下，吓我一跳。妈妈骑着马在我周围转来转去，左顾右盼，一脸的不安。
怎么了？
她焦急地问道。我犹豫了一会儿，我知道这次与以往不同，如果我想将自己的突然行动隐瞒掉，他是肯定不会相信的。于是我跟他讲了我突然向他冲去的原因。
有人在后面拽我的头发。
说完，只见妈妈骑着马向远处跑去了。妈妈以最快的速度跳过雪梨推出的雪堆，落到路面上。我赶紧跟了上来，转过身来看了看那块地皮。
等一会儿，
我对妈妈说，
就给我1分钟。
因为我强烈感觉到在那个地方有什么出现了，但是妈妈脸上的表情告诉我，她不想离那个地方站得太近。
现在我们来逐句对照的听一次故事原文和译文。
Although it was almost midnight, the snow seemed to illuminate the ground fairly well. 尽管现在已经是快午夜时分了，但地面被雪映得很亮。So we began our walk down a path and through the woods. 我们沿着林间的一条小道开始了我们的散步。 I knew you were in the right area and getting closer to where the house used to stand because I could feel a tingling sensation throughout my body.
我知道我们所在的地方就是我们所寻找的地方，并且离那所房子曾经所在的地方越来越近。之所以这么说，是因为我能感觉自己体内浑身上下都充斥着一种兴奋感，
which is typical for me when I communicate with spiritual entities.
这种感觉是我在与神灵们交流时所特有的。
We walked for a few moments until my mother decided that she was too cold to go on. So we turned around and headed back toward the road.
我们又前行了一会儿，妈妈说她太冷了，不想再走了。于是我们便沿着小道折回，向那条公路上去。
About 10 feet from where the bridge used to be, I lunged forward, startled.
当走到距离桥的旧址河道还有10英尺的地方时，我的马猛地向前冲了一下，吓我一跳。
My mother jumped around to look at me and had a nervous look on her face.
What? She said anxiously.妈妈骑着马在我周围转来转去，左顾右盼，一脸的不安。怎么了？她焦急地问道。
I was hesitant to tell her while I bolted towards her, but knew that she was not going to believe me if I tried to brush my sudden movements off.
我犹豫了一会儿，我知道这次与以往不同，如果我想将自己的突然行动隐瞒掉，她是肯定不会相信的。
Someone just tugged on the back of my hair. That was it. She was off and running.
于是我跟她讲了我突然向她冲去的原因。
有人在后面拽我的头发。She hurled herself as quickly as she could over the mound of snow that was piled up from the plow and jumped onto the pavement.
说完，只见妈妈骑着马向远处跑去了。妈妈以最快的速度跳过雪梨推出的雪堆，落到路面上。
Wait a minute, I said, as I stepped next to her and turned back around to look at the land.
我赶紧跟了上来，转过身来看了看那块地皮。等一会儿，我对妈妈说。
Just give me 1 minute.
就给我一分钟。
I could feel a presence very strongly at that point.But by the expression on my mom's face, I knew she wouldn't want to stand near area.
因为我强烈感觉到在那个地方有什么出现了。但是妈妈脸上的表情告诉我，她不想离那个地方站得太近。
讲解一下相关的语言点。
Seem, 这是一个系动词。就像 appear, look 这样的词一样，后面可以直接接形容词，比如说妈妈看上去生气了，
Mom seems angry.
当然后面也可以接动词的不定式，表示看上去怎么怎么，比如说 She appears to be happy. 她看上去很开心的样子。
Fairly
表示相当的，比如说
A fairly good dinner.
相当好的一顿晚饭，类似于 quite, rather, pretty. 这几个单词凭其汉语解释是看不出它们的差异的，但在英语当中，这几个副词表示的程度相差很大。它们的词义按照上面的排序，从 fairly 开始到 pretty 为止是逐渐增强的。
Down,
down 的本意是指向下，比如说坐下， sit down. 同时down 还有从热闹的地方往偏僻的地方移动的含义，比如说
I will go down to the outskirts tomorrow.
我明天去市郊。另外我们在中文中常说南下，在英文当中也有类似的表达法，
go down to the south.
当然如果我们要表达相反的意思的时候，就可以用 up， 比如说从广州飞到北京，我们就可以说
Fly from Guangzhou up to Beijing.
下次碰到类似的用法，大家不妨多用用 up
and down.
故事今天就先讲到这儿，谢谢收听。
知行英语提醒您，学英语要锲而不舍。